Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Eddie and Caleb Zerocast. I'm Caleb B. That's where you can follow me on Twitter. Follow Eddie at EDDYC85. Follow the show on Twitter at EC_hero. Our Instagram is ECHeroCast. Our Gmail is ECHeroCast@gmail.com. Also, check me out every Thursday morning on the Grave Consequences podcast, which is a part of the Social Suplex Podcast Network. The recording date is July 5th, and this is episode 68. Eddie, we are here to review. Is this our first kids movie so far?
Well, unless you count Ninja Turtles, which was based on a kids cartoon.
But yeah, I was going to say, and I guess Mask of the Phantasm.
Well, yeah, also based on a kids cartoon, but a little more mature. But yeah, I suppose it would be.
But either way, this is like undoubtedly like marketed towards children. You know, this is definitely a children's movie. This is the proper title is The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl in 3D. Of course, a running title a lot of people use even to this day when they rarely discuss this. Most of the discussion is had by Taylor Lautner and family.
Yeah, 3D TVs never really took off, did they?
No, the working title, you know, for those people is just Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Oh, and for what it's worth, when Robert Rodriguez got We Can Be Heroes on Netflix, he recast Shark Boy, for what it's worth, because I think Taylor Lautner is still fat, if I'm not mistaken.
Still fat?
Yeah, he had a massive weight gain, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, something about him, I was looking up his movie roles because I was thinking, like, it feels like I haven't seen him in anything in a long time. And the reason is because I haven't, because he hasn't been in anything. So I kind of was like, what?
This was a few years ago. He is ripped now. Like, he's looking good.
No, that's good. But yeah, he hasn't really been in much. This what was he, Jacob or Edward?
He was Jake. Yeah, Jacob, because he was the werewolf.
Okay, so yeah, I feel like Jacob. It's one of those roles where you get rich quick, but it kind of also kills your career. Kind of like Christian Grey. Like that guy's not going to act anymore ever. So
yeah,
you know. But here we go. But he had a career before Jacob, and doesn't seem to have much of one post Jacob. But you know,
well, we are going like all over the place. You know, breaking format and everything. We haven't even gone into the time warp, into the time capsule.
Well, I didn't talk about his role in this movie, just his career. He's like the Dave Dombrowski. He just sells all the prospects to win a World Series now, and then you're screwed afterwards.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. So this was released on June 10th, 2005. And at the time, your champions in wrestling. Austin Aries, still the Ring of Honor world champion. In TNA, you had AJ Styles as the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. I remember when he beat Jeff Jarrett for the belt, because Tito Ortiz was the special ref and he knocked out Jeff Jarrett, and it was like euphoria for everyone in the Impact Zone to see Jarrett lose that belt after nearly a year uninterrupted.
Yeah, that a year too long.
And not only that, it was also like, because AJ Styles hadn't done the spiral tap in forever, and that was one of the first times he hit it in like, I think they had said like 2.5 years. It was something ridiculous like that. So go back, people. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. This movie sucks. If you take anything away from this episode of the podcast, which this drops on, let me check right quick. This drops in July 21st. So if you're listening to this on July 21st or even after, and you take anything away from this podcast, it's that you need to check out From Hard Justice 2005. I think you can find it on YouTube or Impact Plus if you're one of the few people subscribed to that. Hard Justice 2005, Jeff Jarrett versus AJ Styles for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Check that out.
I remember that match.
Very good, right?
Yeah, it was.
And Tito did a damn good job as the guest ref. Like, a lot of times, guest ref kind of muddy up the waters and everything, but, like, Tito Ortiz did pretty good.
Oh, the, what was he, the August surprise, or?
The August 1 warning.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be 8 years later, but yeah. Enough about TNA, because at the time, you're champions in wrestling, so this was during the 2005 draft, which of the, you know, the yearly drafts they've done, this was my favorite format because they did six picks each, but they did them spread out over a 5 week period. And at this time, both of your champions were on Raw at the time, and your champions were Batista holding the World Heavyweight Championship, and John Cena holding the WWE Championship, the first reign for both men.
Jacob Toretto.
Yes, Jacob Toretto. And I'm sure Batista will be in the series sooner rather than later.
Hope so.
Maybe he'll be The Rock's brother in Hobbs and Shaw.
I like it.
Your number one song here in the U.S., the queen of pop, Mariah Carey's We Belong Together. Not my favorite song of hers, pretty good. My number one go-to personally is Always Be My Baby, but that's whatever. What do you think of Mariah Carey?
She has that Christmas song.
That everyone seems to hate, even though it's really freaking good.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on her. I really have no thoughts on her.
It's a Matt, what's that now?
I don't have many thoughts on her. Maybe that's...
You have no other... Have you seen Mariah Carey before?
Not in person.
Instagram, dude. She's... Ugh. Oh, man. Ugh. You! Is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yes. Yes, I would agree. Okay, so June 2005. That's summertime, man. School's out. My last year of homeschool is out. Didn't know it at the time, but whatever. That being said, playing baseball at the time, having a good time.
Let's see. That summer of 05, I believe it was a trip to New York City and a trip to Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, that was good. I like Cape Cod, but, and maybe it's been 16 years since I've been there, if you're a night person and you want something to do after 9 o'clock, maybe just go to Boston instead, or not. I mean, if you want the ocean, I don't know, like Atlantic City maybe, but yeah, that town shuts down like at 9 o'clock, and... I don't know, maybe it's different now, but I just remember, like, having to go to, like, a Waffle House or something for food, because it's like, man, there is nothing open this late. But, you know, it's just a bunch of rich people from Boston that go over there for the weekend, so I get it. Old money, usually that's older people, so they don't go out late. And yeah. they had a tent. That was their big event center. It was a tent. And I saw Lewis Black do stand-up there, and he made fun of the tent, which he should have, because it's stupid to have a tent. Just get, like, a building.
That's really weird.
Yeah, there was going to be a WWE house show there next month. I remember them advertising it.
At a tent?
At a tent. The Cape Cod Melody tent.
I don't like it.
I know, I can't... there's a beam that I remember looking at it was Lewis Black was doing his stand-up. And they had the schedule of events outside, and it's like, there's a big beam there. I'm like, that beam, I can see where they put the ring. That beam is going to be right up against the ropes. You cannot Irish whip anyone to that rope unless they want to get a big, like, telephone pole-sized wood beam to the back. So, let me make sure that was 05, because sometimes my years get confused. See, WWE House Show, Cape Cod, Melody Tent. Might be just too old and nobody cares anymore. Oh, they did an ECW show in 09. Yeah, I don't know. It might be too old to be on the internet anymore. But whatever, it was there, so. The Melody Tent. I used to get mails, letters from them for, like, forever. And then they just stopped. When you buy tickets, they keep you on the mailing list for, like, 10 years, it seems like.
Yeah, you have to, Man, it is a gift, by the way. Take the extra, 5 to 10 seconds, scroll down to the bottom of every email you get, and click unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great time to not have to be inundated with like 100 emails a day.
Yeah, I usually just mark everything as spam, but these were actual letters, because Cape Cod still does things through the mail.
Through the manual ways of doing things, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Critically, we're going to go to Rotten Tomatoes here. Critics gave this a 19%, and fans gave it a 33%. And now, mind you, this was for children, and this got a 33%. So, critics will usually grade on a curve. So, for this to get a 19 means it must be bad.
Yeah, I don't know if I should say this now or wait till the end. I guess I'll say it now. It was a kids' movie, so. But I would not have liked this as a kid, and I'll tell you why. Because if you look at what I watched when I was a kid, I mentioned it a lot. There was X-Men, Spider-Man, Batman, which were all more, which were animated, but all much more mature than this. And then Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, and Transformers, which yes were a little juvenile, but I would argue the Ninja Turtles movie, which we've reviewed and you can hear in the archives, definitely more mature. The Transformers animated movie, more mature. Swearing, characters die. Power Rangers might be the exception. It's a little goofy, but I didn't really care so much for the kids as the monsters. But that being said, this was goofy all the way through, and I can't imagine too many kids were into it. Clearly they weren't, because it got a bad score.
Well, I will say this. The one time I watched this, and this will go right into your history with the movie. I'm guessing you have none.
Right.
Okay. So mine is a little more interesting, because one Sunday after church, I went over to my cousin's house. We live about 3 miles apart. And they had the DVD and the 3D glasses as well. So I got to watch this in 3D as a kid. So as a 10-year-old kid, I was thoroughly entertained. But again, as a 10-year-old kid, just staring at the 3D that ages horribly, absolutely horribly. Like sharks coming out of the water and letters being, coming at you and everything. Just, oh man, it's a nostalgia trip. Just talking about it, dude.
Huh. Man, I don't think I've even seen a 3D TV unless it was on display at, like, Best Buy.
Well, this was not, like, theater 3D, obviously, because this was in 2005. This was on a tube, like...
Oh, okay, yeah. You're right, one of those things.
Yeah, this is, like, low-rent stuff. I mean, it's not, But, hey, let's see here. Let's talk about money real quick, because this had a budget of $50 million. Must have been all that excellent 3D technology they used.
Mm-hmm.
And the box office yield was $72 million. That means this made a profit of $22 million.
Yeah, I can't believe this made money. yeah, it's $30.3 million today money. So it puts it at 37, right above Elektra, and right below Ninja Turtles 3, right where it belongs, between those movies.
I mean, at least this movie had a point, unlike Elektra, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
As much as it may have sucked and been marketed towards children and still missed the mark. But all that being said, am I missing anything or can we get right into cast, right?
Cast, yeah. The return of former world champions is back.
I always want to jump the cast, man. So real quick to start off, Max's mom, Kristen Davis of Sex and the City fame.
The hottest one.
Yeah, you're probably right. And Max's dad is played by former husband to Courtney Cox and former WCW World Champion, David Frickin' Arquette.
Yeah, so our list of world champions in movies we review,
it's so weird.
Yeah, we got Kevin Nash, we got Triple H, Bob Sapp, and David Arquette.
Oh, man. And what, like, the next one here is probably Batista?
Whew.
Or there may have been some, like, bit actor, you know, bit appearance, whatever, cameo that we haven't, obviously, are not thinking about.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, nothing's coming to mind. I mean, I know Sabretooth was a wrestler, but not a world champ.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we missed the best one, Randy Savage. God, shame on me. Shame.
Wow, we forgot the winner of the main event of WrestleMania 4.
Oh, God, how could I do that? My favorite. Gee.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because he was playing a wrestler, and that just threw me off.
Mm. I don't know.
Man. Well, I didn't. I mean, initially forgot him, but didn't overall forget him. So. Okay.
So Kevin Nash, Randy Savage,
mm-hmm.
Triple H, Bob Sapp, and David Arquette.
Yeah, that's quite a stable.
That is. Yes, it's something. It's something for sure.
A lot of big guys and a mouthpiece.
Yeah. There yeah, you go. Bob Sapp is the mouthpiece. I got you.
All his words in Elektra.
What do we have to report about the performance of Max's parents in this beyond, like, it felt out of place to be in a kid's movie?
Yeah. Well, they were like terrible parents.
Yeah.
I mean, you had, like, David Arquette actively encouraging his son not to pursue something he enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen Davis, like, clearly didn't care. Like, oh, no, I'm being sucked in a tornado. Help me. Oh, hope this tornado blows me out of this movie, you know. So, yeah. I mean, David Arquette cared because that's just the kind of, I mean, he's always going to be goofy in everything he does, but the way the character was written was just like, wow, you're like one of the worst fathers I've ever seen.
That's not far off.
Other than Hulk's father in the Hulk movie who tried to kill his son.
Yeah.
Yeah. David Arquette, not a great dad in this particular movie.
Nope. Nope. Next up, a woman who, quite frankly, has aged very well. Oh, wait. Real quick, Lava Girl. We could talk about Lava Girl, but before we do that...
Have you seen her Instagram?
Yeah, she's bae.
Yep.
Let's give it up for the man who put in the most work of anyone on this cast. Let's give it up for the man who played not one, not two, not three, but four different roles in this movie. He was the voice of Tobor and the Ice Guardian. He was also Mr. Electricidad. Electricidad. Try to roll my R's there. Learning Spanish. And Mr. Electric. We're talking about the former host of his own talk show on TBS. We're talking about George Lopez.
I thought you were going to go with someone else there.
Why?
Because I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
George Lopez, I couldn't... I couldn't stop not looking at his stupid face in the Mr. Electric out thing where it was just constantly making goofy face after goofy face, and it was very distracting, and I thought he chewed the scenery, and I get why he did it that way. I just found it annoying, but I'm also not the target audience, so whatever.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Oh, hey, if you hate the story, it's because if you look on the Wikipedia, the story was by Racer Rodriguez, the son of Robert Rodriguez, who was 6 years old when this movie came out.
And his son wrote the story?
That's the credit on Wikipedia, yeah.
Huh. Well, you know, maybe don't take script ideas from six-year-olds. Just a thought.
Maybe not. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, I want to get to the real star of the movie, Jacob Davich, as Linus / Minus.
Oh, what a star. What a star, dude.
He was so over the top and hilarious. When he told Mr. Electricidad, like, I want him sent to the principal's office and expelled! Hilarious. Just all of his lines as Minus, which is so over the top, super villainy.
Yeah.
The real star of the movie, Linus.
Wow. Let's see. Because he doesn't have a link on his Wikipedia, so that tells you how much acting he's done since then. But yeah. Jacob Davich as Linus / Minus. Oh, next up.
Did you have any thoughts on it, or just want to say his name?
I mean, I guess I've seen worse villains.
Well, yeah, but I've seen... He's in the upper... Not upper echelon, but he's above the halfway point
of villains. I would agree. I would agree, yeah.
Okay, good.
As sad as that is to say, I would agree, yeah.
Very good.
But... Very good. Next up, Taylor Dooley as Lava Girl.
Mm-hmm. It's, look, mentioned your Instagram page, aged very well, pretty sure she has a daughter now, but, yeah, it's, how can I say this and be nice? I can see why there's not a link on her name on the Wikipedia page. Jacob got ripped off. Taylor, I can't be that surprised. But, you know, she's got like 300,000 Instagram followers, so just, you know, record yourself drinking a Bang Energy a couple times a month, and the checks will keep rolling in.
Absolutely. Speaking of children in Robert Rodriguez movies, you know who aged really well?
Who's that?
Alexa Vega from Spy Kids.
Hmm. Where is she on our, because I think we both agree the champion has got to be Spawn's daughter. I can't remember her name. Al Simmons' daughter, whatever. Cheyenne from Spawn.
What are we, the Instagram thing. She's mid-card. I guess.
Mid-card. She's as far as all the child actors that have grown up, she has grown up the best, I think. Unless we unless we are counting the fake Nancy Callahan into Jessica Alba. But we are not, because I wonder what she looks like, the fake Nancy Callahan. I'm going to have to check it out.
Are we counting, what's his name? Goodness gracious. Oh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No, we haven't reviewed anything with him in it. And he also looks like a blob.
I was going to say, did you see, because I guess some pictures of him resurfaced. Yeah. Or surfaced, rather.
It's terrible.
I wouldn't say he looks terrible. Like, I mean, as long as he's not on drugs like Goldberg, I think he's fine.
He's wearing a Mets hat.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's see here. Oh. No, we'll do Max next. Caden Boyd is Max. That kid sucked. And he's clearly a liar.
Yeah. Just not much there.
What a goof.
By the way, young Nancy Callahan, pretty good. But she recently had a baby. Not that that's a minus.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I know that. The way I worded it makes it sound like it's a minus, but no, I'm just throwing it out there that she did have a baby. I meant to say, but a lot of her recent photos are of her baby, which is great. I'm happy for her. But looking at pre-baby photos, she's up there as well. She grew up too, but I guess everyone does.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
We're not going to be able to do this gimmick much longer as far as child actors aging, so I'm going to milk all of it as long as I can.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, giving me the heebie-jeebies, bud.
It's not like I'm... Look, we got one next week that's turned into a big-time actor, so...
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have.
Yeah, just setting the table.
This is
the pre-match, or the undercard.
Yes, there we go. Last but not least, we have Jacob himself. We have Taylor Lautner as Shark Boy. He sucked, dude.
He was cast in this role purely because he could do parkour. But I'm pretty sure he had, strings. But, that's probably the only reason. Yeah, but awful.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing the Twilight movies, but this is anything.
He parlayed this into a bit of a career, if you think about it.
Well, I guess...
He went on to do Twilight. Let me see here. So he was in Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl, Cheaper by the Dozen 2 in that same year, the Twilight Saga, Valentine's Day, Abduction. That's an action movie where he was the lead. Let's see here. Grown Ups 2. I guess he was in Grown Ups 2 in a small role. And he was in The Ridiculous 6, the Adam Sandler Netflix movie. Has not done a movie since 2016, since he was in Run the Tide. I wouldn't be sure. He has no credits past 2016. I think he's retired.
Well, like I said, Jacob is a career killer.
Apparently so, yeah. Because, I mean, he did the Twilight movies and then did a few more roles for the next 4 years, and that was it.
Yeah, he's not good. He had another... Didn't they try to put him in, the lead of, an action movie?
I think I just said that. Abduction in 2011.
Okay, that might have been it. And I'm guessing...
Yeah, Taylor in the lead role alongside Lily Collins. Alfred Molina? Holy crap.
I'm guessing... Jason
Isaacs, Maria Bello, and Sigourney Weaver.
Did that movie bomb?
You've got that cast, and Taylor Lautner is the lead. It was not a bomb, no. The budget was $35 million, and the box office was $90 million.
Well, not good enough for a sequel.
No, nope, absolutely not. But enough about Taylor Lautner. He was not good. The less we talk about him, the better. So I guess with that, we can rip off the Band-Aid and talk about the plot.
Yes. Yes, we can. I have to mention, though, this movie, I was already off on the wrong foot with it, because we told you last week where you could find it. And that was true at the time. But at some point, between now and when I decided to watch it, Pluto TV and Paramount pulled the rug out from under us and took it off, because, it's such an important movie. It can only be when you go to Washington D.C. and they have to take away the Constitution or whatever, lower it, and be like, oh, no photographs for the next half hour or whatever it is they do. Yeah, because it's such an important piece of cinematic history. We cannot have it on display for free very long. So, yeah. I'm already off on the wrong foot with this movie.
Yeah, you decided to do something super illegal and watch it on YouTube with a choppy feed.
I also watched like a recap of it from like, you know, whatever. But just to get the gist of the choppy feed, it played. Here's what it did: it played the audio all the way through, but the scenes it would start and then like it would jump ahead to a scene for like 30 seconds and go back. It was very annoying, and it was a constant spoiler throughout. But also, I did not care, and I was not going to give this movie any money, especially because it pissed me off, and it should be free. So YouTube, you know, couldn't take it down, and it was choppy to get around the copyright bots. So it has succeeded thus far. But
you see, I did the right thing, and I gave them my $3 to watch a standard def feed on Vudu. So, for what it's worth.
No, I was not going to contribute any money to this movie.
Well, I told you, and I guess I rented it a little too late. You were already like halfway through or maybe even done by the time, but I told you I rented the thing.
Yeah.
And well, you could have had the means to watch that rental as well.
I mean, I got... Look, we're not watching Goodfellas here. This is a pretty easy movie to follow. I did not... I didn't really, you know, I got it, you know.
Fair enough.
So, Max is a 10-year-old kid. And he says, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But he says, you know, there's a kid named Shark Boy. His name was not Shark Boy. But he was like, he was a kid, his dad was a marine biologist and studied great white sharks. And then in a storm, Shark Boy was separated from his dad and raised by sharks. And you could talk to him, and he had shark teeth, and he started to grow gills. And Max found Shark Boy and raised him in his bathtub. And then it's like, oh, and then there's Lava Girl.
By the way, even in his dreams, his parents were divorced. Or getting a divorce.
I wrote a lot about Max's stupid dreams and how he... Yeah. Whatever.
Well, they get a reception, and it's well-deserved.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's like, oh, and he had Lava Girl. And she just walks out, like, yep, here I am, Lava Girl.
Yeah.
But it turns out he was just reading what he did over the summer to his class, and the class makes fun of him, and the teacher does little to stop it.
Yeah, they all throw paper at him, and he deserved it.
Yeah, the teacher's like, hey, stop, don't.
Yeah, don't be lying, Max, you frickin' liar. But hey, George Lopez's daughter was digging it, so that's cool, I guess.
Well, let's see how... Actually, I checked to see how she grew up. She was fine.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. After school, Linus and his bully friends beat up Max and take his dream book of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Imagine taking your dream journal to school.
Imagine having a dream journal.
No, I'm just like, I get the dream journal thing because, you know, I don't know if you know this about dreams, but like, you can forget them within like 5 minutes of when you wake up. So it kind of makes sense to me if you want to write them down to do so.
But these are his dreams, like what he hopes for, but also they're like his story of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah. I wonder if that was actually Racer Rodriguez's book.
I don't know.
I hope it was.
Max's parents, they don't have a lot of time for him, and their marriage isn't great. We learned that.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day...
on him.
Yeah.
With Mr. Big, or whoever.
I don't know. Oh.
Yeah. I don't watch Sex in the City.
It's not Mr. Big, it's just Big.
Whatever, dude.
I wonder why they call him Big.
I think it's referring to his penis.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the next day, Linus, he comes in.
Hey, we had penis on a review of a kids movie, so that's cool.
Well, you did, not me.
Fair enough.
So the next day, Linus comes in wearing a shirt with a big L on it, which was pretty funny to me.
I should just start wearing a shirt with a C on it. all the time.
Well, I mean, I like that he had his first initial on his shirt, but also, maybe this wasn't a thing in 05, but now, if you wear a shirt with a big L on it, people would just assume you're a loser. I mean, yeah. Linus kind of is a loser, but bullies are all losers.
Well, Linus is a loser, but like, Max is an even bigger loser.
That's true.
So maybe Max should be wearing the L shirt.
Probably. So Max tries to make friends with Marissa, who's Mr. Electricidad's daughter, because she's sneezing because he put her under the air vent and he doesn't really care about his daughter. A lot of bad parenting in this movie.
Yeah.
Max also sees Linus wrote in his dream book about tornadoes, which prompts Shark Boy, which causes a tornado, and it prompts Shark Boy and Lava Girl to bust into the classroom, and they take Max and all three ride a shark rocket into space to stop the darkness from destroying Planet Drool.
Yeah, the darkness, because Max doesn't believe in a thing called love.
Yeah, well, because they came in, and Shark Boy is like, you gotta stop the darkness. It's imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror.
Oh, this movie sucks.
Yeah.
That Metallica reference would have won me over, but it was not in there.
No. So they land on the planet Drool, which is a big garbage blob of CGI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, you gotta love that 2005 CGI in this kid's movie, man. You gotta love it.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
In fact, I hate it.
Yeah, and we've seen better CGI on this podcast before.
Yeah, from Spawn, the worst CGI. This is the new worst CGI. So the planet is in trouble thanks to Mr. Electric and his corrupt electrician or something. Or he is a corrupt electrician. I don't know. Who cares?
He is the corrupt electrician. He's taking orders from someone.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Yeah, I have no idea. And whenever the guy with the L on his shirt.
So Shark Boy and Lava Girl, they save some kids on a roller coaster because it's like, when you're the kid, apparently dreams stop the take away the power of whoever is control the dark. God almighty. Dreams hurt the power of the darkness. So they put all these kids on a continuous roller coaster, which keeps them awake and keeps them from dreaming. I think that's right.
So basically, Mr. Electric is like the exact opposite of Freddy Krueger then.
Yeah.
Because Freddy Krueger wants you to sleep and he kills you in your sleep. Whereas Mr. Electric is harmed by your dreams and your sleep.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Anyway. So we see Mr. Electric and it's like Miss Minutes from Loki, except the clock face is a very tight close-up on George Lopez.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like George. It's like you're looking at a Ring doorbell feed of George Lopez at your door.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So, Shark Boy and Lava Girl break into Mr. Electric's hideout, and they ask why he's destroying their planet, and he says it's his orders, but they don't say from who.
Ooh, could be a mystery.
So, the three are attacked by a bunch of extension cords.
Yeah, that was weird. This was pure like, oh hey, 3D guys.
The extension core. God, I can't do this. I'm taking a walk.
Well, you know, the extension cords, they try to get the better of our three heroes here, and they're not having it, especially Shark Boy. He's a bit moody, as we will see throughout the movie.
Okay, I'm back. But okay. I did take off my earbuds and had to stand up and
I basically recapped what you were going to say, so it's all good. We can go to the next part.
Oh, so they drop him in the dream graveyard?
Yes.
Okay. And they do that because Max couldn't unlock his true power because he sucks.
Yeah, he's lame.
And it's where all the dreams of kids go to die.
Uh-huh.
So my dream of, Did you have a dream when you were a kid of what you wanted to do when you grew up?
Oh. Yeah. I'm not going to say what it was, but yeah. Because then it won't come. If I say it, it won't come true.
It's not going to come true.
Oh, I wanted to be a wrestler.
No. Yeah, that won't. I wanted to do acting because I did some plays, like 9 or 10 when I was a kid in middle school and high school. And then I realized it was super competitive. I was like, nah. So instead, I'm recapping crappy movies.
Yeah, for free. Mm-hmm. At cost, actually, for what it's worth. But what we do it for the law, so it's all good.
So they find Tabor in the graveyard, which is the robot. Which is the robot Max wanted to build with his dad, but his crappy dad didn't want to.
Yep.
So Max dreams that Tobor can get them out, and his eyes and mouth. God.
Yeah.
His eyes and mouth like fly off, and they all hop on his eyes and mouth and fly away.
3D, buddy. 3D. Yeah.
And they fly away to the land of milk and cookies.
Yes. Yes, the land of milk and cookies. Gee.
Shark Boy, I also wrote, is a dick to Max.
And, oh, yeah.
I'm like, why is Max imagining that his hero friend is a dick to him?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either. it's like there's a bit in Scrubs where JD has a dream sequence, and he's like, and Turk's like, how is it even in your own fantasy? You're still Robin.
Well, there's a...
It's like, I don't know. It could be worse. I guess I could be the butler. And then you cut to JD is Alfred. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's something like that in King of the Hill where they're retelling a story. And in Bill's version, he's fatter and more bald.
That's great. King of the Hill. Great show. Check it out on Hulu.
So... Max's parents appear as giant, like, cookie people and then try to eat them.
Cookie giants, yes, yeah.
Yeah. So they try to murder their son and eat him.
Of course.
But then they're like, oh, we're happy, actually. And Max is like, oh, I'm glad they're happy together now. Like, but they just tried to eat you. What? Yeah. What?
Yeah, who knows?
So they try and... God. And then Mr. Electric has electric cord dogs, and Max is put to sleep.
Like put down, euthanized?
I wish. Oh, no, God. It was what was it? Mr. Electric's music box or something. I don't know. I thought you didn't want people to sleep, but now he does.
Who knows, man?
But yeah, and then we get the low point of the movie. Shark Boy singing a lullaby.
Oh, yes. Taylor Lautner crooning.
Just the worst.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
They get Max to wake up. He dreams up a banana split boat. They escape Mr. Electric and his cord dogs. So at some point, they determine, well, we need to find the Ice Princess to get the Crystal Heart to freeze time, to get enough time to get to the center of the planet so Max can dream of a way to fix it or something. I'm like, oh, of course. It was so obvious. I don't know why I didn't see that earlier. Like,
yeah, how about Max takes that that ice crystal and sticks it straight up his candy ass?
How about Max just dream about a gun and shoot Mr. Electric in the face?
That's even better.
Anyway, also we find out Linus is the main villain.
Yeah, but he's minus. And instead of an L, he's got a minus sign on his little vest thingy.
Yes, and the reason that there's the darkness is because Minus has altered the dream book. So, whatever. Minus traps them in a cage. Shark Boy uses his shark teeth to bite the cage open with some horrendous CGI.
Yes.
So they steal the dream book back from a sleeping Minus. I don't know. Max tells Shark Boy his dad is still alive, and Lava Girl says, "Well, what about my family?" And she grabs the book and burns it like an idiot. So, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
So they reach the Ice Princess, who is Marissa Electricidad, and she says, "The only one who can use the power is me, but I won't leave my home." So, okay, thanks for the wasted trip.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, what? Why'd we even come here?
I don't know. How did they even find out that they needed this? Like, they're just, like, talking on the banana boat. Like, yeah, you know what would help? This MacGuffin that we just came up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shark Boy jumps into some water, which is filled with Mr. Electric's eels, which kills him. And Lava Girl jumps in to save him, but the water kills her, so Minus wins.
Yeah.
The end. But no. Tobor shows up, just his face, and he says, "Dream an unselfish dream." And he does. So Shark Boy comes back to life.
"Oh, use my dreams as a genie," and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and Shark Boy comes back to life, and then he drops Lava Girl into a volcano, which kills her. No, it actually saved her.
Yeah.
So Max gets his power, which is to be Daydreamer, which is basically the power to warp reality to do whatever he wants. So he does a brainstorm, which
If he had the power to dream whatever, why didn't he just dream up a gun?
Well, because he wanted to dream about a brainstorm, which was Minus getting pelted with a bunch of brains.
3D, buddy.
Yeah. And then Minus gets a giant head, which is super creepy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the head is so big, he can't walk. Shark Boy then beats
up... It reminds me of Randy Marsh's balls in that episode of South Park.
I don't think about balls when I'm watching a kids movie, but
okay, cool.
Go on.
No need. So,
Shark Boy then beats up Mr. Electric by feeding him to the sharks, and I'm like, oh good, he's dead. Not so fast. Lava Girl then realizes her true purpose is to use the light to erase the dark. Whatever. But Mr. Electric is back, and unfortunately, he goes to Earth. And they dream themselves back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And when Max and all of them wake up, George Lopez is pissed because he's like, "Why'd you dream me as an evil thing?"
Yes. Max is under the desk because of his tornado. Apparently just fell asleep in the middle of a tornado, by the way.
Yeah.
And the real Mr. Electric appears. And everyone can see him. And they're like, "Oh, how's this possible?" And Max is like, "Well, if you dream big enough, it can come true."
Yeah.
And I can tell you that is not accurate.
So if Freddy Krueger ever comes to life in Oklahoma, I guess you know who to blame.
You dream about Freddy Krueger?
I mean, I watch the Elm Street movies a lot, so I'd say it's possible.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Electricidad is, like, volunteering his students to stop him. Like, "Hey, who's next?" And it's like, why should any of them have to do this? Call in the military. Like, there's a giant electric monster causing tornadoes. Why are you volunteering your students?
Yeah, why are you volunteering 10-year-olds? That's weird.
Yeah, you call in the Texas National Guard.
Yes.
Because they're in Austin, I believe.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah, so like, what are you doing? I don't know. But anyway, it was not Max or Shark Boy or Lava Girl, but it was... Oh, wait. I forgot. Max's mom gets sucked into a tornado, but Lava Girl saves her. And when they were hanging on, they were like, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. So, you know, they're going to get back together. So Max gives Marissa the crystal necklace, and then she freezes Mr. Electric and makes it snow in Austin. And everybody's like, oh, snow, we don't have snow. So Max
and... Yeah, and then Al Gore saw this and boycotted the movie.
I mean, I don't blame him for that.
It was right around the same time as Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah, well, this movie was an inconvenient waste of an hour and a half.
Waste of a week, man. Think about it. If we didn't have such integrity, we could be reviewing.
Well, you know, it's funny. There's one movie that I skipped over because I didn't think it fit the criteria, but I often think about it, and I'm like, should we go back just for continuity's sake? And it's Condor Man.
What?
It's like a secret agent who gets wings and becomes Condor Man, but like mechanical wings.
Huh. I've not heard of these people in this movie.
It's from like the 80s.
81, yes, sir.
Does it fit the criteria in your opinion? I'll let you decide.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, good. So.
I mean, I guess technically it does, but it's like, this is back in 81. Why bother at this point, you know? Like, our Twitter wasn't getting blown up with people like, hey, what the hell, guys, you didn't do Condor Man.
Is there, like, a loud scratching sound on your end?
There may be.
Okay. It sounds like my dog's eating dinner, but he's outside and... He already ate dinner.
Huh. I was muted there for a second. Did you hear anything? Obviously you didn't.
No.
You hear anything now?
I don't know. Maybe my house is haunted. That could be.
Could be. Could be the ghost of Shark Boy's dad.
So, well, he's not dead as we find out. So, yeah. Max and Linus become friends. Minus is drawing a new hero named Mr. Positive. And Max's dad helps him build a robot, and Shark Boy goes off to look for his dad. Roll credits.
Mr. Positive, by the way, was going to be the first HIV-positive superhero. We're going to break down real doors here, man.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He'd be sidekick would be like Magic Johnson.
Jesus Christ, dude. How dare you?
Well, what do we give this...
Well, I'm going to give this because this, even as bad as this is, still better than Catwoman.
And it is.
If you disagree, whatever. Like, this was for children. So as bad as this was, like, yeah. I'm giving this a 2. And that's a very gracious 2 for what it's worth.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's...
Oh, and by the way, Linus is who to thank for that.
Yeah, look, it is harmless, but if you're going to do a kid's movie and have like when I was a kid, for instance, I would watch, what was the first one? Beauty and the Beast. It was like, don't judge a book by its cover. Aladdin was, you know, don't pretend to be someone you're not. Or Toy Story was, you know, make friends with anyone no matter how different they might be.
Mm-hmm.
So I still remember that to this day. I won't remember the Shark Boy and Lava Girl because it was just like, hey, dream big. We're telling you to dream big. Dream big. Dream big. And, like, their examples of that are just, like, preposterous that would, like, never be a thing. Like, here's a good example. So, I watched Forever Purge yesterday, and...
The real Purge, the Forever Purge.
Yes, and it's making, like, social commentary on, like, a lot of different things, and it's like... Yeah, immigration and white supremacy and all that, and it's like, okay. But also, the Purge isn't a thing, and I don't go to the Purge to be... get a lecture. Like,
That's funny just to say that because every Purge movie has had social commentary.
I know, and it's stupid because it's like the Purge is not real. Like, it just isn't real. So like, you can't just be like, see what happens when you don't. I'm like, no, I don't see what happens because that's not a real thing. I just want to see cool deaths and crazy costumes. So with this, it's like, it's going off like, hey, dream big, dream big. It's like, stop telling me to dream big, and your example is this preposterous thing that would never happen. Same with The Purge.
Yeah.
That's a great example by me. So I'm also giving it a 2, by the way.
Okay. It's well earned. Well, folks, we thank you for listening. Next week, I already said it, we will be reviewing Batman Begins. So we're going back to Gotham, sort of. We're also going to, was it China or Japan?
Oh, we're, I think he goes to
Japan?
Maybe.
Either way.
Well, I'll be reminded next week.
Somewhere in the Orient, for what it's worth.
The Far East.
The Far East, yes. Asia. mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, folks, it's a big one.
Yeah, it is. It's the start of, because look, we thought hero movies were nearly dead in the late 90s, and it was pretty close. Now, save for Spider-Man, it got pretty bad in like the 03, 04 territory and into 05. Batman Begins is going to be that step in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, X-Men was good too, but
yeah,
DC had fallen off. I mean, they're just nowhere to be seen, so it's good that they're back in the race.
Yes, and folks, you can check out Batman Begins, of course, if you have it on Blu-ray like myself, or DVD like I think Eddie has the DVD. Mm-hmm. You can also check this out with a subscription on Hulu or on HBO Max, so you've got both options there. And that's going to be all from us this week. I have a quote that I wrote down. Let me go to my notes app. From the star of the movie, Linus himself. I'm going to burst your bubble, dream boy.